Pakistan's tax shortfall widened to 725 billion rupees in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year, despite slowing refunds, days after it committed with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to achieving the annual goal of increasing collections to 10.6% of the size of national economy. In March alone, the government added more than 100 billion rupees to the tax shortfall, putting in danger its commitment that the shortfall against the original annual target would not be more than 640 billion rupees. The Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, provisionally collected 8.44 trillion rupees in taxes till the last working day of March, before the commencement of Eid holidays, according to tax authorities. The collection was around 28% higher than the previous fiscal year, but was not enough to stay on track. Revenues fell short of the July to March target of 9.17 trillion rupees by 725 billion rupees, they added. Tax officials said that the collection may improve by over 7 billion rupees on Saturday from ports, but it would not be sufficient to bridge the yawning gap, which was far higher than the assurance given to the IMF last week. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said this week that the IMF had agreed to reduce the annual tax collection target of 12.97 trillion rupees to 12.33 trillion rupees, a reduction of 640 billion rupees. The PM claimed that the IMF wanted to cut the target to 12.1 trillion rupees, but he did not agree. The IMF's revision is solely on account of slower than estimated economic growth and inflation. The overall tax to GDP target of 10.6% remains unchanged. There has been overemphasis on increasing taxes, which has shifted focus away from growing expenditures that are increasing at a pace of 24% during the current fiscal year, despite single-digit inflation. The Prime Minister doubled the size of his cabinet, added more departments, like the Public Affairs Unit, to an already bloated size of the government and approved increase in salaries of cabinet members. The government this week also approved to fund a Punjab-centric motorway project, costing 436 billion rupees, which was in violation of the commitment to the IMF. The fiber tried everything but almost all of its initiatives, like the threat to arrest the chief finance officers of companies, banning economic transactions by ineligible persons, and tracking of businesses, failed to materialize. The National Assembly did not approve a bill to ban economic transactions, while the fiber chairman's initiative to boost the morale of young officers by giving them 1,300cc cars also became disputed and ended prematurely. For March, the fiber's target was 1.219 trillion rupees. However, despite taking advances and drastically slowing refunds, it could only cross 1.1 trillion rupees till Friday evening. The fiber paid 34 billion rupees in refunds, down by 37 billion rupees, or 52%, compared to March last year. Overall, the 9-month refund payments were 384 billion rupees, hardly 6 billion rupees more than last year.